I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Monday marks the opening of the traditional antlerless hunting season in West Virginia. When we return, we'll take a look at the reasons this season means so much to deer management in the Mountain State.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
Starting Monday, hunting for antlerless deer will become allowable on all lands in West Virginia counties where the season is open. Now, this opportunity is not what it once was in the state because of the liberalization of the antlerless season into so many counties on private land during the buck season. But Dick Hall with the DNR says it makes a difference.
You have to have a Class N license to hunt during the 2 weeks buck season on private land. It's not open on public land, just private land. And that evolved from the fact that we were not harvesting enough deer during that 1 week traditional antlerless season. Hunters weren't coming back during that week, and so we opened up the first 2 weeks, started out the first 3 days of the buck season, then expanded to the first week, and then actually the full 2 weeks of the buck season.
Now, Hall adds this particular week of hunting has evolved greatly from what it was originally.
Well, if you go back and look at the history of our deer hunting in West Virginia, back in the late 60s, early 70s, we had a two-week buck season with Hunter's Choice season, the last 2 days of the season. That has evolved to where we actually, as a result of distribution of deer and the distribution of hunters, we were over-harvested in some parts of the state. As a result, we went to a permit-type hunt.
So it may not be your father's antlerless season, but it is effective in properly balancing the numbers of deer that are removed from the state's herd.
We still have some counties that are above our harvest objective as outlined in our whitetail deer operational plan. But there are counties that are coming down, and we're maintaining those counties. And that's why we have variations in the types of seasons of some counties having a bag limit of four, some counties having a bag limit of one.
Removing the females is the way you reduce deer numbers. The reproductive side of the population is where the real difference is made. Hall tells us that's been a hard sell to some longtime sportsmen in the state, but attitudes are slowly changing.
When we were trying to build a deer herd in West Virginia, we were interested in only taking bucks so that reproductive segment was protected. And of course, over the years, we've ended up with a population increasing to a level where we needed to harvest the antlerless deer. To change the mindset of people takes time. People are traditionally buck hunters, and also they still remember the days when we didn't have the deer that we do today.
Remember, you need a Class N stamp to take a doe during next week's season. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.